Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome in on the Wednesday. A lot of you found pictures last night of the aurora. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. I was in bed.
We'll talk about this later, too, but yeah. I totally missed it because I spent all of last night putting together a desk. It was like 4 hours of my life that I'm ever getting back. I love the desk. I'm happy I did it.
Worth the time.
It's totally worth it. I have like a really nice setup now in my own little office in my house. It's what I've always dreamed of having. And the 4 hours I put it together almost made it feel like it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I just told Weird, this is something we'll talk about later, about the hardest thing to put together.
Yeah.
Since I bought this house, I feel like I put a lot of stuff together, but I now have encountered the thing that I think maybe I just don't need. It's just too hard. Maybe I just don't need. So we'll get to that coming up a little bit later in the show. But first we go to Warrensburg because there is breaking news out of Warrensburg. Fox 4 told us that a suspect is in custody after an incident this morning that led to multiple school lockdowns and road closures in Warrensburg. This was East Hale Lake Road, Ridgeview Drive, and Mitchell Street were all closed because of the police presence in the area. Some buses that were headed to Maple Grove were temporarily redirected to a different elementary school. The students have since gone back to Maple Grove.
Yeah, it was,
and we don't know what happened.
There were conflicting reports. I'd heard that somebody got in and shot a school resource officer and then killed themselves. But apparently, if a suspect is in custody, then that's not what happened. But yeah, they were on lockdown. So there you go. I hate doing this kind of arithmetic, but when you hear about something like this happening and you hear that it's over, then you're relieved. Yeah. But then you're like, okay, but how bad is this going to get? And then you hear a suspect in custody, you're like, okay, well, then that kind of cools things down a little bit too. Okay. At least they like went into custody willingly. And then you hear like, or you turn on the TV, you turn on like the local news and they're not wall to wall coverage. They're like, oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. There really is the moment you're waiting for the moment of, I mean, is this the worst we've ever had?
Yeah.
Or do I get to relax?
Kind
of forget about it.
Yeah. Do I get to let it go? Do we get to address this as a news story or do we address this as some kind of national tragedy? That's where it becomes where my brain goes like into a dark mode where it's like, oh man, like how, especially like putting a show together, like how much of a calculation that is. And it sucks. But
the good thing here though, is that there's no active threat.
No active threat. Seems like it's been resolved. So there we go. Well, obviously, if there's any updates on it, we'll give you guys that as soon as we possibly can.
Okay. The Supreme Court yesterday, we knew this was coming. We knew at some point Supreme Court was going to make a decision about SNAP benefits.
Yeah.
They did not rule the way that I think we expected them to. They did not rule in a way that was consistent with the judges before them.
So I don't know what we were thinking. I don't know what
we as in you and me.
Yeah, me and you.
The benefit of the doubt we were giving them.
Because I was just like, well, the shutdown's almost over. It's not going to hurt them to say this is dumb. You have to end this now. Instead, they chose an option I didn't even know was an option, and it was basically doing nothing. It's just this cowardice. So the Supreme Court has extended its order blocking a lower court from forcing the Trump administration to pay full SNAP benefits during the shutdown. So basically, instead of saying yes, pay people, or no, you don't have to pay anybody, the court just issued an unsigned explanation-free order that keeps the partial pay plan in place. Well, that was fun to say. About 65% of normal is what people are going to be getting, at least through Thursday night. So
okay,
they're giving Congress time to fix it when they could have taken responsibility for it and said, okay, no, this is ridiculous. We need to end this now. I mean, in the long run, does it matter that much? Probably not. But
listen, the shutdown's not over yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It probably won't matter because the shutdown is probably going to end Thursday night. But there's a chance it doesn't. And then what do these families do? And the way I keep thinking about this is if I was one of those families expecting this money, needing this money to make sure that I feed my kids, I'd be like, well, are we getting it or not? Like, when is this going to happen? And the kind of pressure that you're under when you're struggling forces you to catastrophize situations and forces you to also be cynical, where I guarantee you, Jamie, there's a lot of people right now confused as to why this is happening, have no idea why the court would have ruled this way, don't understand why they're not getting their money, and on top of that, think we're never getting it. Like, it's just, this isn't going to end.
And some states went ahead. It's confusing because the guidance changes every day.
Yeah.
And at some point, and I'm looking at Missouri going, what are you doing? Like, what's your move here? But Kansas was among the states that said, we're going to fund SNAP. We're just going to do it.
We're just going to do it. Yep.
And 20 states, based on the USDA's initial guidance, said they had started the process of issuing full November benefits. And I was watching, because I keep track of news in a couple other states really closely. And there were a couple other states that, if you look at them Friday, they said, we're going to fully fund it. And then on Monday, they said, oopsie, no, wait, now maybe we can't. And then yesterday they said, we're going to do a payment soonish, and then we'll catch it up at the end of the month.
Right.
And again, you have the people on SNAP, who have not gotten a check yet since last month, and are going, okay, like, do I need to pawn something?
Yeah.
Do I need to, what kind of decisions do I need to make?
I just, as far as the Supreme Court is concerned, it's just such cowardice. It's just such chicken-ass stuff where they don't have to own the moral reality of the situation, which is they're blocking food money. That's what they're doing. And the White House is using budget. We're trying to be prudent here while throwing Gatsby parties at Mar-a-Lago. And then also arguing separation of powers. The court shouldn't be allowed to force us to pay. That's what the courts are for. It's separation of powers, but it's also checks and balances. You can't have one without the other. There is separation of power, but you also have to have checks and balances. And this is, it's what is galling about this. And I think what people need to understand is why this is happening. Because before, when the shutdown happened in 2018, SNAP was still funded. They managed to find the money. Granted, the SNAP is tied to the budget. So when the budget fails, and that's what caused the shutdown, you don't have the money for SNAP. You have to find it from other places. You have to raid emergency funds. And I think it's fair and justified to do that because I can't think of a bigger emergency than people starving. So right. that's what happened in 2018. They're fighting against doing that now. The reason that's happening is because they, and this is, again, a cynical take, but I think it's the accurate one. They don't want the courts creating precedent that safety net programs have to be protected during a shutdown from yeah. congressional BS, from political nonsense. They're trying to keep SNAP and the pain that withholding it causes. They need to keep that as pressure in a broader shutdown fight. Like, if you want food back, if you want those EBT cards to be replenished, then you need to pass our deal and reopen the government. Mm-hmm. And I, by the way, that could be a take that applies to both sides. I've been pretty clear where I'm at politically, but I will be fair here. I don't think Democrats, because they could have. They could have done it back when they had a supermajority under Obama, and they didn't. They could yeah. have made it that SNAP isn't tied to the budget, that it is a necessity, and it's not just, oh, well, it's nice to kind of feed people who need money for food. They could have done that. They didn't. They want that as well because it makes it, during a shutdown fight, it applies pressure to the other side. It should be eliminated. It should not be part of the budget any more than the military shouldn't be part of the budget.
Okay.
I mean, the military is part of the budget, but I'm talking anymore. About the congressional budget. Yeah.
I'm just getting frustrated. So, right. Because we just can't do anything about it at this point. And so we just have to wait and see. Yeah. I believe that their house is supposed to meet this afternoon at 4:00 mm-hmm. was the last thing I had heard. So yes, theoretically the shutdown could end tonight.
Okay.
Or tomorrow. That would be amazing. The only other politics I want to talk about is yesterday we were talking about whether any lawmakers on their way to Washington, D.C. would have their flights goofy and canceled or delayed because of the airspace that we have shut down.
Yeah,
it happened. It happened with a few of them, right?
Yeah.
There were some Arizona lawmakers that were on a flight.
That they were returning to Washington, D.C. to vote on reopening the government. We said that this would happen.
We totally
predicted
it. It's
hilarious. Yeah. On Tuesday evening, they were diverted American Flight 1218 from Phoenix's Sky Harbor International Airport to Arlington's Reagan International Airport was diverted 2 hours and 41 minutes into its flight to KCI. Quote, we're making an emergency stop in Kansas City to remove disruptive passenger, said U.S. Representative Greg Stanton, a Democrat from Arizona, in a post on X, formerly Twitter. I love, you know, just say Twitter. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
He noted that he was flying to Washington to vote on the continuing resolution that fails to lower health care costs. Also on the flight were U.S. Representatives Eli Crane, Andy Biggs, and Paul Gosar, all Republicans from Arizona. Stanton joked, none of my colleagues is the disruptor, by the way. Freedom Caucus is losing its mojo.
So the flight left Phoenix at about 3:30 p.m., landed in Kansas City at 6:15. It listed the flight as diverted. It landed about an hour and 50 minutes later than it was supposed to.
Yeah. So. And he did follow up there. On a serious note. Thank you, Kansas City Police, for handling the situation professionally and without incident. I don't know what the incident was. I don't think, I'm assuming it wasn't directed at him, but another passenger, Andy Bertner, posted a video of the passenger being escorted off, and he said, sorry folks, we live in a fascist state. So I don't know. I don't know if that was the passenger saying it or if it was the guy that was being escorted off. Mm-hmm. So it didn't have as much to do with the shutdown them landing, unless
it's still amusing.
Unless it was a passenger who recognized these congressmen and was yelling at them, and that was the disruption.
Yeah. So far, I will be so fascinated to find out. And this probably won't happen because lawmakers had so much notice for when they needed to be back. But this afternoon, will there be any who didn't get there on time because of any cancellations?
What happens? Like their votes just goes into the ether.
Well, do you have to have all of them present to take a vote?
Yeah.
Can they vote remotely? Can they vote?
I don't think you can vote remotely, because why would they flying back if you can? Mm-hmm.
Well, but if like flights canceled there's a word for that. Can they vote by proxy?
They can vote remotely through a process called proxy voting, where a colleague votes on their behalf.
Yeah.
The House implemented the system during the COVID-19 pandemic, and while the Senate has not adopted similar rules, the House continues to allow members to vote by proxy. That seems stupid. Like,
vote by proxy from the plane you're sitting in that won't take off to get you to D.C.
Why wouldn't you be allowed to vote over Zoom or whatever, or Teams, over Discord? Because that seems just as reliable as having my friend vote for me and just trusting that person...
Write that a little piece of paper.
Yeah. Because what if you tell your friend to vote for you? I mean, I guess you're always going to contact a friend who's voting the same way as you. But what if they decide at the end...
Or do you appoint a staff member to do it?
No, it has to be another member.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't love that.
Well, colleague. But I'm assuming that means another... Usually colleague would mean on the same level as you.
Lateral.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That just seems dumb. Let them vote over Zoom. Who cares? And by the way, how much money could we save if the congressman didn't have to constantly go back to Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
You know?
And they're getting paid.
Let them work
right
remotely.
Now. Anyway. Yeah.
Flying back and forth from Mark Alford to go. Anyway. All right. Uh-huh. Coming up next, the Chiefs are getting a dome, a retractable roof.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No.
They want a dome.
They want a dome.
We knew that.
Kehoe is open to it. Are you? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So today in, we still don't know whether either of these stadiums are going to go or where the money's going to come from. Let me point out that it has been put before Kansas City voters, excuse me, Jackson County voters in the past about whether they wanted to fund a dome or a retractable roof for the stadium where the Chiefs play. I can't remember how long ago it was, 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, and that vote failed.
Yeah.
So if we're wondering, now maybe we've changed our minds since then, but we weren't willing to pay for that as Jackson County voters. Nonetheless, Governor Mike Kehoe yesterday flooded a potential mixture of a proposed dome in Kansas and renovating Arrowhead Stadium and saying, well, why don't we put a dome or retractable roof on Arrowhead Stadium?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you guys like that? Isn't that a good idea?
I mean, I don't think the fans want that. That's not
the
something.
The fans don't want to pay for it.
No, the fans don't want to pay for it. And they don't want it. Like, fans would not like a dome stadium for a couple reasons. One, we know in Kansas City the advantage we get from playing in cold weather. Yeah. When the Dolphins came in 2024, and it was like the coldest game ever, we would have won that game anyway, but we destroyed them because they are not a cold weather team. And while there were many fans who left that game and needed to go to the hospital, and I can't remember, somebody kept track of how many amputations there mm-hmm. were, but at the same time, there's somebody listening to us right now who's missing a finger, and now it was, you know how I lost that finger? Because I support my team. That's how I lost it, because I love the Chiefs.
Now, the plan that's been floated for the Kansas side, depending on who you believe, would have some kind of roof, some kind of retractable roof, so that they can host a Super Bowl.
Which is dumb. So what if you can, so what if you can support or can host a Super Bowl? Like, I don't.
And so you can host more events there besides.
Yeah, that's
so
what
you can
it
host
is.
Events in the winter.
But that doesn't, nobody who's a Chiefs fan cares about that part of it. The only people who care about that are the owners. Like, I get that that's more exciting for the owners and the ownership group, or I guess it's just the Hunt family, but I don't, the fans don't care about that. Like,
but couldn't you just leave it open? I mean, if you wanted to have the rough,
I think,
snow winter experience of a game, just don't close it.
That would be interesting, I guess.
Yeah, just because you have it doesn't mean you need to use it all the time.
I don't know how many. I don't know how many teams have retractable roofs. If they're talking about a retractable roof, that who has one, Quentin? The Cowboys have a retractable roof, but they don't have cold weather, obviously, right? SoFi, is that retractable in Los Angeles? But again,
think,
that's
I don't think so.
Beautiful weather.
I think there's 10 dome stadiums, but I don't know how many of them are actually
retractable roofs.
I know the Falcons have theirs. Theirs looks like a
but again, that's
Decepticon.
Right. The only ones in a climate even remotely similar to us would be Minnesota, and that's not retractable.
Yeah, I don't think Arizona has theirs, right?
Again,
theirs is retractable.
Yeah,
I don't think there are any cold weather teams that have a retractable roof.
So that's an interesting point there. So if it was retractable, then we could still use it for cold weather, and then we can cover it if we have a Super Bowl.
I think Lucas
or
Oil State, Indianapolis.
A big concert.
Oh, Indianapolis does.
Yeah. So that would be the only example.
What do they do during cold weather games? Do they leave it open or not?
I think that stadium is closed all the time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so they can retract it and don't?
Yeah, I can't think of a game that's played at Indianapolis. Part of
I would love that
is,
to happen.
Yeah.
Let's have a retractable roof that we refuse to use when the warm weather teams come here.
I wonder if the NFL has guidelines for that.
If
the NFL is like, if you have a retractable roof and it gets below this weather, like this temperature or this wind, you have to close the roof.
But
even still, if Tampa or Miami or something comes here,
temperature
is like 40 degrees.
They do have guidelines on it.
I know in baseball they have them.
So the home team has to decide and notify officials whether the roof will be open or closed 90 minutes before kickoff. The roof must be in its designated position 60 minutes before kickoff. Officials can override a decision in hazardous weather. So if it's snowing, the officials could say nope. Or if it's freaking cold like it, you know, like the Miami game here or the game we had against Miami here a few years ago, they can say, nope, it's too cold. You need to put the roof back on. And the home team's decision can be influenced by factors like game time forecast.
But there's not a specific temperature in there at what point it's got to be closed.
No, but again, officials can overrule anything the team wants to do. So if they feel like that you're getting an unfair advantage, then they might say, nope, that's not, you have a retractable roof. You got to put it over. And also we don't want a bunch of, here's a question. So all those fans that got amputations and stuff, right? If there was a retractable roof, mm-hmm. could they have sued because you didn't put the roof up?
Wow. So, especially if the NFL has the rules about it. And do you sue the team for not putting the roof up, or do you sue the NFL for not forcing them to?
Maybe you sue both.
Yeah. Yeah. Go after everybody.
Whoever has the deepest pockets. Yeah. Pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. Yeah. Yes.
So
the governor's floating it because they know Kansas is floating it.
Right.
I mean, that's what this is about. They know that if there's to be a new stadium, it's also interesting that he's not suggesting, hey, let's build a new stadium and put a dome or retractable roof on it. He's saying, let's do it with the stadium you've got.
Yeah. Right. They've talked about that before, just putting a retractable roof on Arrowhead. And
wasn't the idea to have a rolling roof where it could cover Kauffman and Arrowhead?
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard that before, too. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You could just move it from one side to the other.
Yeah. Because I think if you go in between the two stadiums, that parking lot, you can see the rail. They put the rail in.
They started working on it?
I think they put I think there's like the metal railing for it as like this is how it would work. But. Huh. I do know that was a conversation, which is crazy to even think about that because the look of Kauffman versus any football stadium is not the same.
No.
But I can't even imagine engineering-wise, how would that even work?
Correct me. Was it going to be a roof that they could move from one to the other or one that would go over both stadiums and the lot in between?
It would roll over Kauffman and it could move over Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Wow. So it was like one roof. That sounds like a...
But even
if
you have a retractable roof, right? Let's say you put it over Arrowhead. The benefit of that retractable roof is to have, or the benefit of a roof is to have heating and cooling as well as blocking out the weather.
Mm-hmm.
That would mean that you would have to seal the stadium with a retractable roof. How would you even do that? It's not like the top of Arrowhead is flush because you've got like the press boxes and stuff there.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have figured out.
Unless
the governor didn't know what he was talking about.
And he's panicking.
Yeah.
Fine. We wouldn't have a football team in Missouri. They still represent Kansas City. Like, who cares?
But he doesn't get the money.
Yeah, I know. I get it. But, you know, New York doesn't get the money for the Jets and the Giants. They just get the money for the Bills. And they just had to pay for a new stadium for them. I'm going to ask this question. We could just follow up on it real quick when we come back. Because it does come up a lot in these discussions, like, oh, if we have a retractable dome, then we can have the Super Bowl. We could have the Super Bowl. I genuinely want to know, 913-586-7798, from those of you in the audience, whether you're a fan or not, do you care about there being a Super Bowl in Kansas City? Do you really care about it at all? Because I got to tell you, I'm watching football since I was 7 years old. I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less if there's a Super Bowl here or not. Like, it doesn't. I mean, it would be nice for the income. It'd be nice for the city. We're getting the World Cup. But as other than it being a nice thing for the city, other than that, I don't care. Like,
well, there are people here who would go if it was here. I mean,
people go anyway. You know.
But to have it here would be a cool
experience.
It'd
be easier for people to go.
Yay, progress.
I guess. 913-586-7798. You can text that in and we'll follow up with it real quick. And then we're going to talk about, do you want to keep talking about the World Cup or? Because
we can just mention real quick a date that's going to be important when it comes to the World Cup.
Yeah. So on December 5th, the World Cup is going to have a draw to reveal which nations will play in Kansas City. So
that's really significant.
Yeah.
Once we know what teams are going to play here, that's the date we've been waiting for. That's when we know how busy of a city we're going to be.
Yeah.
Because of which teams those are going to be.
All right. For me, it means, because I couldn't care less about soccer. But for me, it means, you know, who's going to be standing in line in front of me at Jack Stack or Joe's KC.
And whether you're going to be able to communicate with them or not.
Yeah. What language am I going to have to be pulling up on the translation app to talk to them? Coming up, is this life-changing medical tech or is it going to lead to ads directly into your skull? Biochips that help people with ALS communicate again. Help people walk again. But is there a dark side to this? There always is. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So real quick, we were asking you on the text line because Governor Mike Kehoe thinks that maybe people want some kind of retractable roof or a dome on current Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah.
Kansas is offering that as a part of the deal, and so he wants to make sure we keep up. We were asking you, do you want that?
Do you want that? Because the reason they say if we get a dome, we'll get a Super Bowl. Do you care about that? From the text line, I'm with you. I love the Chiefs, but I do not care if Kansas City ever hosts a Super Bowl. I just want them to be in it, not stuck in traffic for it. I absolutely care. Countering that, hosting a Super Bowl would be incredible for the city, the parties, the buzz, the national spotlight. Why should every big event go to the same 5 cities? Well, those same 5 cities get those big events for a reason. It's because they're set up for it. You know, either they have better climate, or they have more hotels, or they have better infrastructure. And we don't, we just aren't set up for that. Like even a Phoenix is set up for it.
I think the World Cup's going to show us, though, whether we're set up for it.
Yeah.
And if we have the hotel space for it, and if we have the infrastructure for it or not. I think that's going to tell us a lot.
I was talking to Quentin about it, and we might have addressed this already. I wonder how much hotel space actually matters anymore. Because if there's a limit on hotels, more people will open up their houses for Airbnb. Like,
yeah, but cities are cracking down on your ability to do that. Prairie Village just banned them.
Yeah, that's true. But Overland Park has not. And I could.
Oh, Kansas City's working on it.
Is it?
They're working on putting more restrictions on it. Which, why would you do that now?
I'm saying, yeah, but they probably should wait until August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what people end up doing if there's not enough hotel space is either you end up booking, and for the Super Bowl, you get your tickets for the Super Bowl a lot of times way before you know what teams are going to be in it, because you just want to go. And you stay in hotels in Lawrence then, you know, I mean, you stay in hotels because you just kind of accept that in a major metro area, you might have to travel a bit to get from wherever your hotel is to the game.
I'd like to point out that the Super Bowl is not just a Sunday event. It is a 2-week event.
That's true.
Because they have the media week where you have anybody ever. Will that is related to the NFL tries to get a media pass so they can come and they can do shows from a week before the Super Bowl. So it's not just we fly in on Friday and we're here through Sunday. This is it's really a 2-week event.
From the text line, I'm noticing a trend on this. I think it's Chiefs fans don't want a Super Bowl here, mm-hmm. and people who don't care about football, because that's what I'm getting a lot of. I don't care about football at all, but if a World Cup is good, why wouldn't a Super Bowl be good? I love the Chiefs, but a hard pass on a Super Bowl here. The World Cup is already going to be a circus and prove that this town isn't ready.
Well, but the World Cup also goes 6 weeks, not 1 week of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So,
well, two, but yeah.
Fine, yeah, but yeah. Not six.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, here's the deal. The Hunt family, which ultimately is going to make this decision, is going to want the roof because it means more money.
Yeah.
They're going to want the roof because it means that in the 6 months of the year where the weather's not great, they can host concerts. They can host other events. They can make more money off their investment.
I'll just throw this out there. As far as Super Bowls are concerned, no team that has a dome other than the St. Louis Rams won a Super Bowl. Like, that just, it doesn't happen because you lose that advantage. You lose the outdoor advantage.
I mean, I'll point out that by the time leases expire in 2028. So how many years left does Mahomes have left on his deal? Five.
I mean, that's
okay.
He's
so
not
there's
going
not a lot of overlap,
yeah.
But who knows what kind of shape he's going to be in by then? I mean, who knows what his health
how
is going to be
you?
By then?
How dare
sorry,
you?
Sorry, I'm just saying, like, if anyone's making this decision based on whether we're going to get into it, don't, because that roof we're going to have for a long time, and Mahomes will be a grandfather by the time we're done with that roof.
You know, like in a war movie where like somebody has a grenade go off by them and then all they hear is like a high pitch and they can't. You saying, we don't know what kind of shape Mahomes is going to be in by then. How dare you? Now
I mean, he's 20.
He's not 30. He's 30.
He's 30. Yeah. Okay. So even if we get him till 40, even if he's still rocking well till 40, that's still decades with that new stadium or that roof after he is running as many businesses.
I 100% agree with you. And that's why I don't want it. Like, I want them to be good even after he's gone. And I don't want them to give up that advantage. All right. So real quick, brain computer interfaces or BCIs are moving from science fiction to clinical trials. This is literally a chip that you get implanted. They're made by companies like Neuralink, Echo, BlackRock, and Synchron. And then there's some others. They're implanting tiny chips or electrode arrays in the brains or blood vessels of people who are paralyzed, can't speak, or blind. Letting them move cursors, control prosthetic limbs, or even speak through an on-screen avatar. Some systems lay a thin film on top of the brain. Others punch in with needle-like probes, which sounds painful, but I guess, you know, you're not feeling it. You're going to be, you know, it's a surgery. All of them come with serious risks like infection, long-term brain damage, and they're obviously extremely expensive, and your insurance is not going to cover the cost. So this is one more way for rich people to get the advantage on the rest of us, is they'll be able to have bionic chips. Because if they could, here's my thought on this too. I teased this earlier by saying I don't need an ad in my brain, and I guarantee that's where this is going to go. Oh, you want the premium model that comes without ads. But if you want the, if you want to get a discount on this, we'll implant this in your brain. And anytime your blood pressure goes up, it'll recommend Nescafe Decaf. So you'll get an ad inside of your brain making you want to go to Walmart and get decaf anytime your blood or blood pressure goes up. Yes, Jamie.
I don't think I want the discounted version.
Yeah.
Of anything that's going in my brain.
It's the same exact product. It just comes with ads, just like, you know, Hulu
just or like HBO or Peacock. Like that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want the premium one without ads, that's totally fine.
I don't want this. I don't want a microchip in me. No, thank you.
I 100% agree. 100%.
No, thank you. Now, if I was paralyzed or had one of those awful medical conditions, okay, then I would be motivated
and
to.
I got to tell you, I am so excited and happy for people who, because locked in syndrome is horrifying.
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
That is horrifying.
Yeah. It's where your body can't move, but your brain's awake.
But your brain's still awake. That's, yeah. I mean, I've had, what are those called? Nightmares where you're like awake. Mm-hmm. What, I can't remember what the name for it is now, but where you're paralyzed, sleep paralysis. I've had sleep paralysis before, and it's the most horrifying thing I've ever gone through. Like, people will get PTSD from sleep paralysis. Mm-hmm. It's bad. And basically that's what ALS pretty much is, like the inability to move and see everything around you. Or you can get to that point. I mean, I absolutely don't need push notifications or targeted ads beam straight into my frontal lobe, though. And that's where we're going with this. It's so dumb to pretend otherwise.
I don't want anyone else to have the ability to control my brain. Yeah. It's crazy enough in there. I don't want anyone else to have the ability. I have a hard enough time controlling it myself. I don't want anyone else to have access to whatever's going on in there.
Well,
again, unless it's good for medicine.
And here's the thing, too. We're only talking about this for people who are sick. What's the difference between medical and upgrade, right? Because if for a medical reason you get this, if you have ALS and locked in, it lets you, you know, talk to your kids again. That's awesome. Makes me want to cry. But in a healthy person, it would make you jump higher. It could help you scroll. Like if it's just,
it could make us sleep. Could it make me sleep?
Could it make you sleep better? Sure.
Then we could talk.
Or if you're a soldier, we could put them in soldiers. They can aim guns better, or interface with our artificial intelligence directly. So I don't have to type something in. I can just, you know, if I need an answer for something, I just think it, and then it'll just beam the thought right into my brain. At that point,
could we erase memories? Like, when you talk about soldiers that suffered from PTSD?
Maybe. I mean, again,
could we erase the memories?
That would be fine. For somebody with a medical condition, I'm fine with it for that. Mm-hmm. My problem becomes where it gets to the point where it's just an upgrade to an otherwise healthy person. And it stops being medicine and starts being a social arms race. Because we've seen that happen with other medication. Like, how many people take Adderall that don't even have ADHD?
That don't need to.
Don't need to. Right. We see it all the time. Well, I needed to study more, so I cracked a bunch of Adderall. How many people take Xanax that don't have anxiety disorders?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And we're kind of inclined that way right now anyway. That there are enough broad definitions of a lot of these illnesses that are ambiguous enough that we're a highly medicated society right now.
Yeah.
A lot of those drugs are very easy to get because the symptoms are so vague.
But this is the brave new world that we're going to be launching ourselves face first
Not
into.
My brave new world.
913-586-7798.
Wrapping the hour here with some quick vehicle advice, courtesy of a guy named Aaron. This video on TikTok has 18 million views and climbing. It's at Killin' Time 1995 on TikTok. And he addressed what happens if you have a runaway vehicle, which is when you have lost the ability to stop or steer your car and it keeps moving without control. Can happen for a lot of different reasons. He learned that it happened to a friend of mine and he said, I know what could have I know what you could have done, and that person would still be alive if I had been that car.
Yeah.
And he explained, if your accelerator or your car sticks and you've got a sticky gas pedal, don't try and steer. Your engine is running away. Your engine is stuck accelerating for some reason, and your transmission is not. He says, if you have a runaway car, to save your life, grab your shifter and put your shifter into neutral.
Huh.
Your transmission will be in neutral. No torque goes into your transmission. Your engine will just be revving along, but it won't be driving your wheels. And eventually your vehicle will slow down.
And
you can push your brakes and pull over and turn the car off.
A stupid and simple solution.
Yes.
And yeah. I keep thinking of, remember when people had Toyotas and the floor mats were getting stuck? And yeah. Initially they were like, we don't know what's going on with Toyotas. They're just accelerating for no reason and people have no control over them. There's runaway cars. Yeah. Why weren't they just putting them in neutral? That seems like such an obvious solution.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
As long as you don't pick up speed somewhere in a hill, you'll just eventually stop.
I feel bad that that was something that I filed away as, oh yeah, I'll keep that in mind. Though I don't know what the Tesla, I don't think it's a manual thing. Just
everything is different.
Elon's going to tune into the show and my car's going to drive me into a ditch on the way home. Coming up, what is the most dangerous thing at the holiday table? Is it politics or your bank balance? Talk about that next.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.